Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Marshall Tucker bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Marcia Egan, professional executive coach, certified coach, business executive coach, author of Inbox Detox. The Egan Group is her company. Marcia, give us your website, please.
Oh, my primary website, Jim, is MarciaEgan.com, MarciaEgan.com.
All right.
And we also have InboxDetox.com for
right.
people who need a detox of their inbox.
There you go. And that's the name of the book, and it's excellent, as you know. Thank you for that, Marcia. So we're talking about differentiating between excellence and perfection. You know, as we went to the break, I talked about pulling the trigger. See, to me, that's your tripwire. That's your... Because at some point in time, and you may have to, the trigger date for when you have to go can come from you or it might come from a customer, right? I mean, let's say that you ask me for a proposal, Marcia, and I really want to make sure this proposal is perfect. And if I had another week, I could make it perfect.
Uh-huh.
But you want your proposal tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
That's your tripwire date. That's your trigger date. So I have to make sure I deliver that tomorrow, otherwise I get nothing. So I have to say, okay, how excellent can I make this in the time that I have, but I have to go with whatever I have whenever it's due, right?
Exactly.
I was just going to say one thing before you go on.
Oh, sorry.
Sometimes we have to give ourselves those dates.
Oh, right? Exactly.
That's the trick. The problem is not when you give me a date, it's when I don't have a date and I have to do it for myself. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is another expression that I use a lot is done is better than perfect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Done is better than perfect. And I'm thinking of another client that I have who decided to send out a biweekly newsletter. And she spent so much time reading. It was only 3 paragraphs.
Wow.
And she spent so much time on it. And honestly, I think she probably spent 4 to 5 hours on each newsletter because she was afraid that she would misspell something or that
mm-hmm.
somebody would misread it. And what I was trying to say to her was, hey, Pam, only 10% are going to read it anyway, and not that many people are going to read it as carefully as you've written it. So get something out there.
Right.
She was missing deadlines because she was worried about it so much.
Yeah.
So, yes. Done is better than perfect. And, you know, I think there comes a point where if it's 97% great, pull the trigger.
That's excellent.
Because the last 1 or 2 or 3% may keep you immersed in the whole idea of, well, shall I tweak this? Shall I tweak this? Shall I tweak this? And it was interesting. I was just saying to my husband last night, I'm on a search committee for an organization, and this person sent a resume in, beautiful cover letter, and the next day he sent a revised resume saying, this one's better, please look at this one.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like, you know, why didn't he do that the first time?
Right.
Why didn't he look at it that way the first time and just let it go and then let it be?
Mm-hmm.
Not holding it against him, because some people don't have the wherewithal to say they made a mistake
right.
or not. But
right.
still, yeah, you know, it, obviously he went back and looked at it again and again and again. And I think sometimes you just have to let it go once you've let it go.
how many times, though, do you go to someone's office and the desk is full of projects that haven't gotten completed? They're just sitting there Because somebody can't pull the trigger. They can't hand it to someone else. They can't pull the trigger. And I'm going to come back to what we said earlier. Can you really afford perfection?
Exactly.
And I'll tell you something else, Marcia, and I hate to say this, but in this day and time, if you seek excellence, and I mean where you meet, by that I mean you do the very best, no stones unturned, no punch, no slacking off. You really worked hard to try to get it as close to excellence as you can make it. That's probably 20% better than the average person out there you're going to compete against.
Exactly.
I mean, I'm telling you, there's a lot of shoddy work out there these days. And if you do excellence, you don't need perfection.
Exactly. And you can meet your expectations. When you're striving for perfection, you will be disappointed. And that's not good for your psyche.
Do you think that ladies are more likely to seek perfection than guys?
Oh, I'm not going there.
I'm not trying to pick a fight. I just wonder if there's a gender thing, because you know how mamas are. You know, they want everything to be just right.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that a little bit more. I see it everywhere, and I've seen it in both male and female clients where I think it depends on an entrepreneur thing, isn't it? I think it depends a lot on your style. If you're very analytical, you have more of a propensity to work towards perfection.
So it's more engineer types.
It could be.
I like that.
Yeah.
Since there are more male engineers, it's more of a guy thing.
I don't know.
Hey, Marcia, thanks for being here. Marcia Egan, EGAN.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Marcia, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
Okay. Bye, everybody.
Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.